Brock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter.
And it is. What's up, man?
Good morning, buddy. Today we are going to be talking about dumping people.
Mm.
Science has figured out the best way to do it. So we're going to talk about...
Is that really science? I guess that is science.
There's science, too. You know how the human brain reacts to being dumped and everything like that?
Right.
Emotions? Feelings?
Do you do it in bad ways or what?
I've had a couple that I'm not that proud of, but we'll talk more. We want to hear about ways you've been dumped or have dumped someone that have been less than nice.
Right.
Maybe a little mean.
This might shed a tear a little bit for some of us.
Cold-blooded. We're going to talk about that. So
we're going to bring back those bad memories.
That's right. And I'm going to dump Hunter live on air. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. 7:36. Take a full look at your forecast coming up here in a little bit. Right now, though, it is about 58. So, dumping people. It's something we've all dealt with.
I think I've done it three times.
Three times you've dumped someone?
I think.
Have you been dumped every other time?
Right.
Cripes.
I've done it three times. It's happened to me 18 times.
No, I've done some dumping in my day.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent one before I met Kiki. I'll start with my story. Maybe let's kind of get the ball rolling. Mm-hmm. Then we'll talk about the science behind it and the right way to do it. So the girl I was dating in college, I dated her for, this is going to make me sound like such an ass. Dating her for 5 years.
Was she hot?
Very hot. Very, very attractive young lady.
That's the only question I'll
have. she was psycho, though. Yeah. She was a Looney Tune.
It goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
Exactly. She was too far on the Mendoza scale. Way too...
Right, upper left.
Yeah, upper left, exactly. But we stayed together for 5 years. I'll be honest, I was not a faithful boyfriend. I was a young, dumb college guy. But when I moved to Springfield, her and I were still together. Springfield, Missouri. Still together.
Mm-hmm.
I finally had enough, and so I broke up with her over the phone.
Oh, man.
Literally, the last thing I said to this girl was, "That's it. I'm done. It's over."
What an ass.
And I hung up the phone. I have not talked to her since.
Yeah?
That was it.
Not once. You haven't even seen her? Nothing?
Haven't talked to her. I kind of assumed, even after I said that, I kind of assumed, like, mm-hmm. we would. But she honestly never messaged me.
Mm-hmm.
Never called me. I don't know if she... And then eventually we never talked again.
That's perfect because I got a hold of her last night and she's going to be on the show this morning.
And here she is. Right, oh, my God, dude. I would not trust that. I would get a knife to the neck.
What do they call that? The Jerry Springer effect?
Yeah.
And here she is.
Well, we got a hold of her and guess what?
We gave her a knife.
And you have a 5-second head start. So that was my worst one. And again, I was young. I was stupid. But it worked out.
Mine was pretty bad, my first one. I was really, really young.
Yeah.
I thought about writing her a note. Nah, that's too easy. So I decided to talk to her best friend, and her best friend did it. That was such a...
You had the friend do it.
Yeah. I was a pussy back in the day.
Oh, man.
The second time I did it over a text, which is terrible.
Yeah.
You know, that was back in, like, the AIM days.
Yeah.
Which is not anymore, I heard.
No, they're getting rid of AIM. Yeah.
It's too bad. How am I going to dump my fiancé?
Oh, carrier pigeon. Right. Carrier pigeon. That's what I would do. Okay, so you've had a couple bad ones.
I think I did one over the phone.
Yeah.
But I've always been dumped over the phone.
Yeah?
Yeah. Which is fine with me. That's fine. I don't need to see you.
I'm going
to
be honest. I've never been dumped.
Really?
I've always done the dumping.
Yeah.
And it was mostly just because I wanted to get out quick. Like, all right, I got to go. Yeah. It's too much. I got to go. So never been dumped.
You're such a good guy, Brock.
Yeah?
You know? Nobody wants to dump
me. Nobody wants to dump me. I know. I'm a terrible guy. I don't know. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We want to hear your dumping stories. Were you dumped in a terrible way? Were you the one doing the dumping?
And please don't dump us over the phone.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm not listening anymore.
It's been a good run.
It's been a good year and a half.
But I found a different station. No!
No.
I'll change, I swear. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Dumping stories. We'll see what you got. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
That's right, man.
7:48. Talking about dumping people today. Well, researchers at BYU gave 145 people a bunch of bad news scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
In almost every situation, they said they'd prefer if the person is straightforward, honest, and fairly blunt about it.
We're done!
We're done! Is that what you do, maybe? Maybe it was good that I did that, with Stacey.
Have you ever been like in like a pissed off dumping thing?
Oh, yeah.
Situation?
Yeah. Well, that's my college girlfriend, Stacey. We broke up so many times. And just like, you know what? Whatever. I'm done with you. Walking. She did that when she came to visit me in California. Literally walked. Never been to California before. Walked out of my apartment. Just started walking down a beach boulevard. I'm like, all right, have fun.
I don't know if I should say this on the radio. Maybe I'm a jerk for doing this. But my ex-girlfriend, like, we'd get in arguments and it'd get heated, man. It's weird because I don't get in heated arguments with my fiance. So it must mean something.
Yeah.
But yeah, we get in some heated arguments and it gets so heated sometimes. I just like she would be saying stuff that's just totally off the wall. Mm-hmm. Like, no. So I'd start recording her with my phone and things seemed to cool down when the video recorder came out.
Hey, you know better.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, you don't want to say it on a recorder.
Is
that bad to do?
No, I think it's good if it gets you off her back. I mean, I think it's fine.
All right.
Anything can be used in court.
Exactly. You know?
It was weird, you know, heated arguments. Mm-hmm. But is that what they mean? I guess maybe they don't mean heated arguments. I think they just, you got to be straightforward and say, look, I don't want to do this anymore.
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah. See, don't do that because they're saying softening the blow just makes it harder on them. That doesn't mean you should just blurt it out with no warning, though. Ideally, you want to give them a few seconds to realize they're about to get some bad news. So maybe like, I need to talk to you.
I think we should go our separate ways.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm done.
That's the only line I got.
And the lame line, like, we need to talk is good enough.
We need to talk.
We need to talk.
I hate that.
Being a married man.
I hate it more than you hate it.
I hate it more because I'm married, okay,
you know
Hunter?
We're done.
I'm married, Hunter, okay? When my wife says we need to talk,
damn it.
This could be I'm divorcing you and getting half your stuff. That's what that means.
It's the worst text to get. I mean, you know what? When you get off work, we need to talk.
Yeah, it's like, oh, damn it.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for texting me early on, too, so I have the whole day to think
whole
about
day to think about
what
it.
What did I do?
And then you say, like, is everything okay? And they're like, we'll talk about it. It's like, no. 925-WIRX. 925-9479. Talk about being dumped or dumping people. If you had any bad scenarios, I want to hear from you. WIRX, hello.
Yeah, I got a dumping story.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a high school gymnasium back when I was young, I slipped her a loogie and walked away.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Oh, God. You're a terrible person. WIRX, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Man, you guys haven't heard anything yet.
You ain't have no damn girlfriend, Larry.
Yeah. I was on the Sally Jesse Raphael show in 1991.
What?
Come on.
Yes. I was a stud until I saw my mistress in the audience.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they brought her on the show behind my back. It was a trip.
For the love of God, tell me you still have tapes from this show.
Right.
No, I do not. I can't find one.
You didn't have someone at home recording?
VHS? Well,
the guy that had the only copy I knew of that he used to blackmail me with, he died, so...
Son of a... Well, you know what? I'm going to put a crack team of researchers on this. We're getting that film.
You'll never find it. It's a show called... The show was actually called Cheating Lovers. That was the subtitle.
Oh, we're going to find it, Larry. We're going to find it.
No way. You'll never find it, dude.
Hey Larry, it's better than hearing you are not the father.
Or you are the father.
Oh, no. You are the father would be the bad one.
All right. Well, we're going to find that tape. Thanks for the call, Larry.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Bye.
The tests are in.
Yeah. Yes, the tests are in.
God.
That would be a terrible way to get dumped on a public forum like that. That's why, like, proposing in a public, I was pretty nervous for you when you proposed.
Oh man, yeah.
Because with a lot of people around, if they say no, dude, there's no bouncing back.
Well, I knew it was being videotaped too, so I had like a backup.
That would have been that would have been on YouTube like that.
I'm never doing this again ever. Just run off screen.
We'll talk more about dumping people here in a little bit. Stick around.
We're done.
Yeah, dude. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Dumping people is what we're talking about today.
Yeah, dude.
Hunter, you and I have both dumped people in less than
Dumped in 30 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a new movie.
I've ended Dumped in 30 seconds. I've ended some relationships as I've gotten older. Like, if I were to dump Kristen now, mm-hmm. or Kiki, it would take a lot more. Mm-hmm. It would, including, you know, half my stuff. And
I still don't believe you've never gotten dumped.
Never been dumped.
Really?
I honestly can say I've never been dumped.
It can't be good for you.
It's not. You think very highly of yourself.
Right.
I'm invincible.
I do anything
no,
I want.
What it comes down to is it was just me getting out first. Uh-huh. I could probably see it coming. There was a few where I'm like, I see this coming.
Right.
I'm getting out.
Right. I'm the first one.
So I've never been dumped.
Have you ever seen a brutal dump somewhere at like a bar or something?
Never in public, no, but that would be awesome. I'd just be like, oh.
I saw a girl one time when I was DJing at a bar, slapped him, wham, over the face. I think he cheated on her or something. And then wound up after she slapped him, right in the giblets.
Oh, no.
Soccer kick. Wham.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, dude. He went down like a sack of potatoes.
That's hilarious.
Everybody was laughing at him because he was kind of a douchebag.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those where like, dude, it was coming.
Yeah.
You know.
Awesome. You know, actually, I need to correct my statement. Mm-hmm. I technically have been dumped.
Good.
Kiki. After about a year being engaged, she called off the engagement.
Oh.
So, I don't know. I mean, we stayed together for a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. there was, like, it was like, okay, we're not engaged anymore, and we're still together. Mm-hmm. It's a real kind of foggy point, but technically, I guess that would count.
Yeah.
Would that count?
She hooked up with a bunch of dudes in that period.
she was just running through them, just going through some hood rats. I think so. I'm not gonna lie. Just burning through them.
Yeah.
That's when she was living in Costa Rica too. So there's all these suave guys. Right. Damn it.
Bunch of abs. They're all tan.
They can speak two languages. Son of a bitch. Well, I'm depressed now.
Well, this is a great topic.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
And Kiki.
And the beautiful Kiki.
Yay,
good morning. Hi.
Good morning.
How's your back from your vacation?
I know. I haven't been here in forever.
I know.
It was nice. It was
must
a great
be nice.
Place.
I wish I could take vacation. You were on vacation. Hunter was on vacation. I was here by myself.
We were actually vacation together, and we didn't invite you.
What?
Aha.
I knew.
Right.
So I brought you in real quick because we're talking about dumping people today.
Okay.
And the researchers say that the best way to do it is just any bad news scenario is to just get right to it. Be honest. Be straightforward. Don't try and soften the blow.
Yeah.
You've done some dumping in your day, haven't you?
I have done some dumping. This sounds weird saying it that way.
That
sounds gross.
Me too.
So have you ever been dumped before, Kiki?
I have been dumped one time in high school. I know.
Someone
jerk.
Dumped you?
Yeah, but then they fought for me for a whole summer, and I said, nope.
Yeah.
You can't come back from this.
God.
You broke my heart. I cried in my bedroom for a couple of days.
Who was it? Who was it? Should I go kick his ass?
Chris Wells.
Was he
Chris
hot?
Wells.
Was
Chris
he
Wells.
Hot?
Was he the older one?
No, he was the jock from the neighboring town.
You dated some older guy in high school, didn't you?
Yeah, yes, I did.
God,
the jock from the, town
Burton.
Next.
Wait, you dated some old guy named Judd Burton?
Well, he was an old guy.
How
he
old
was
he?
Like in his 20s, and I was 17.
Oh, my God.
16.
You had a five-year plan.
He was my biggest crush. I had the biggest crush in him when I was in junior
wasn't
high.
Wasn't he a drug dealer,
band.
Too?
No, ew, not that one.
Wait, you dated a drug dealer, though, didn't you?
God,
I tried to clean him up.
Oh, my
I didn't
God.
Want to save him.
You made some
it was
poor
one
choices.
Of those. That was my charity boyfriend. I wanted to save his life. He was making poor decisions.
Oh my God.
I really knew how to pick him back
which,
then.
Which is kind of makes me question who I am as a man because I've seen some of her past ones. I'm like,
Hey, no, they're hot. They just had some troubles.
They're hot, huh?
They had some demons.
They were hot, yeah, real sexy guys. But I did say, so you were dumped once.
They were all huge.
Yeah, just... I did say I've only been dumped once, and it was by you.
Yeah.
You did?
Amen.
You dumped me.
Just kidding.
It's crazy.
I did. I mean, it wasn't a complete dump because we were still technically together, but I was like, you know what? Let's chill out on this marriage thing.
Yeah.
You're crazy? Because
yeah,
you're acting a little crazy.
Sorry, I wanted to marry you. God, what a dick I am.
The pressure was too much.
God, no, you were in Costa Rica surrounded by a bunch of tan Spanish-speaking guys.
Tandies.
Big tandies everywhere.
And terrible. You didn't trust me, so I gave the ring back.
I trusted you completely.
You
needed to expand go see the world and travel, and you couldn't be tied down. I remember it all.
Yeah.
Vividly.
Yep.
I'm going to go get a cup of coffee.
That was part of it.
Now, that's it. We're going to settle this right now.
You guys work this out.
So you were the only one to dump me, but
yes.
Then you begged to take me back.
Oh, okay. That's
you
how
did.
It went, huh?
It did.
All right.
It did. Hunter?
Way to go, Kiki. Bring that ego down a little bit.
But it worked out.
Clearly.
But when I do dump you for my next younger, hotter wife,
all right.
How should I do it?
Fair enough.
How should I do it?
Just disappear in the night, because otherwise I'm going to try and chop your balls off.
Good God, lady.